The importance of close family ties and a sense of brotherhood is a recurring theme throughout Catullus's poetry. Catullus openly expresses his appreciation and loyalty to those closest to him within his verses. However, one friend in particular has proven to be of great importance for Catullus, Veronius. He has been mentioned in a few of Catullus's poems, including poems 12, 38, and 47, and he most likely can be granted the title Catullus's best friend. I will explore the relationship between Catullus and Veronius in further depth by examining poem 9. In the first line, Catullus lovingly addresses his dear friend Veronius, who has recently returned from Spain. During his time in Spain, Veronius probably served as one of the staff members under a military commander, quite similar to the job Catullus had when he traveled abroad to Bithynia. Veronius' travels to Spain helped to date the poem between 60 and 59 BC, while the tone suggests that poem 9 was one of Catullus' earlier poems. The usage of unpoetic language and occasionally the awkward word choice are characteristic of Catullus' earlier pieces. For example, the use of the word antistans, meaning to set off against, is problematic even when paired with omnibus, where it then takes on the meaning surpassing all of my friends. Had the poem been written later by a more seasoned or developed Catullus, then maybe Catullus would not have been as clumsy with his word choice. Despite the word choice, Catullus does express how completely overjoyed he is that his best friend is back, to the point where Catullus expresses a certain level of pride he has for merely being friends with Veronius. Poem 9 is a shout-out to Veronius for simply exuding greatness. The poem is structured in a 5-4-2 and begins with Catullus debating if Veronius is really back. One of the reasons I really enjoy this poem is because of the amount of enthusiasm Catullus displays. The reader can almost imagine Veronius walking through the door and Catullus immediately running towards him and demanding that, right then and there, the two catch up, so that Veronius can recount all of his adventures and experiences while abroad. By the end of the poem, it seems as if not only is Veronius Catullus' best friend, but he's also the kind of guy that everyone should get to know. Catullus even chooses to end the poem by indicating that no one else can be as fortunate as he unless they too are about to see Veronius. One of my favorite things about Catullus and what makes his poetry enjoyable is his I don't care attitude. Catullus does not hesitate and he doesn't care if it's sappy. Instead, he fearlessly expresses his emotions for his beloved friend Veronius. His ability to openly display his emotions on his sleeve allows the reader to respect both Catullus and his poems. In many ways, Catullus is a man ahead of his time because he does not fit into our modern day gender stereotypes. Stereotypes that indicate it is wrong for a man to show too much emotion or any emotion at all, other than anger. Instead, Catullus displays it all. Finally, poem 9 becomes a relatable experience for anyone who has ever had a friend go abroad. For me, in many ways, poem 9 is foreshadowing how I'll react senior year when I'm finally united with my friends who were abroad through a Dickinson Global Ed program. Without a doubt, I will utmost est tuas applicansque colum aiucundum os acolosque suaviabor, or in other words, kiss and hug my friends. In the end, poem 9 becomes a nice reminder to show your friends every once in a while that you miss them and appreciate them. Verani, omnibus e miis amicis assistans mihi millibus tresentis. Venistine domum ad tuos penates, fratresque un animos alumque matrem? Venisti, o mihi nuntii beati. Visam te inculum adiamque haberum narratem loca facta nationis utmos, est tuos applicansque colum aiucundum os oculusque suaviabor. O quantum est hominum bestiorum, quid mi laetus est bestiusue?